This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The documentary Escape Fire arrives in theaters this week. The film makes a case that our profit-driven health system isn't necessarily making people healthier. One of its unlikely backers is an entrepreneur who made a fortune in the healthcare industry. From WPLN in Nashville, here's Blake Farmer.
First, a taste of the film. Here's Dr. Steven Nissen, the head of cardiology at Cleveland Clinic.
When medicine became a business, we lost our moral compass, and I think we've gotten into a great deal of trouble because of that.
Along the way, people have made a great deal of money, too. Take Clayton McWhorter. He's one of the wealthiest businessmen in Tennessee, a former executive with the Hospital Corporation of America.
Let me say, good people have made a lot of money off of a flawed healthcare system. You know, it's fee-for-service. If you're selling trinkets, you got to sell a lot of them. Well, we're basically, I hate to say this, we're selling medicine.
McWhorter says he's long believed the healthcare business needs incentives to keep people out of hospitals instead of in them. But while he was running companies, McWhorter says he was merely playing by the rules.
I sort of believe that we have a system that we don't want you to get well nor die, because either way we lose a customer.
In the twilight of his career, McWhorter has sponsored a health reform organization called Shout America. The nonprofit has been hosting screenings of Escape Fire at the country's top medical schools. The film calls into question drug companies for pushing prescriptions and hospitals for deferring to procedures instead of prevention. But Professor Larry Van Horn of Vanderbilt's Owen Graduate School of Business says the real problem in healthcare lies in the mirror.
The reality is people have to pay more and consume less and demand less care.
If patients stop thinking there's a pill for every ill, Van Horn says hospitals and drug companies would focus on other things and possibly bring down the cost of health care. As for Escape Fire's argument that health care lost its way when it became a business, Van Horn says medicine has always been profit-driven, even when people were bartering chickens for their checkups. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.